This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I know you've heard me say it before, but occasionally there are stories that I actually have trouble telling because they're so emotional. This is one of them. It's a story by an author by the name of Christopher DeVink, who wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal many years ago called The Power of My Powerless Brother. I'll pick it up where we left off yesterday. It will speak to you about God working in weakness in your life, God working in powerlessness in your life, God working in failure in your life and in my life to demonstrate His strength. God bless you as you listen to part 5 of this message. One day during my first year of teaching, a boy in the last row raised his hand and said, "Oh, Mr. DeVink, you mean your brother was a vegetable, don't you?" I stammered for a few seconds. My family and I fed Oliver. We changed his diapers, hung his clothes and bed linen in the basement line in winter, and spread them out white and clean on the lawn in the summer. I always liked to watch the grasshoppers jump on the pillowcases. We bathed Oliver, tickled his chest to make him laugh. Sometimes we left the radio on in his room. We pulled the shade down over his bed in the morning to keep the sun from burning his tender skin. We listened to him laugh as we watched television downstairs. We listened to him rock his arms up and down to make the bed squeak. We listened to him cough in the middle of the night. "Well, I guess you could call him a vegetable," Christopher said. "I called him Oliver, my brother. You would have liked him." On April 20th, 1947, Oliver was born, a healthy-looking, plump, beautiful boy. But one afternoon, a few months later, my mother brought Oliver to a window. She held him there in the sun, the bright, good sun, and there Oliver looked directly into the sunlight, which was the first moment my mother realized Oliver was blind. My parents, the true heroes of this story, learned with the passing months that blindness was only a small part of the problem. So they brought Oliver to Mount Sinai Hospital in New York for tests to determine the extent of his condition. The doctor said he wanted to make it very clear to both my father and mother that there was absolutely nothing that could be done for Oliver. He didn't want my parents to grasp at some false hope. "You could place him in an institution," he said. But my parents replied, "He's our son. We will take Oliver home, of course." The good doctor answered, "Then take him home and love him." Even now, 5 years after his death from pneumonia, Oliver still remains the weakest, most helpless human being I've ever met. And yet he was one of the most powerful human beings I ever met. He could do absolutely nothing except breathe, sleep, eat, and he was responsible for action, love, courage, and insight. When I was small, my mother would say, "Isn't it wonderful, Christopher, that you can see?" And then she said one time, "When you go to heaven, Oliver will run to you, embrace you, and for the first thing he will say to you, Christopher, is thank you." I remember, too, my mother explaining to me that we were blessed with Oliver in ways that were not clear to her at first. The power of the powerless. That phrase worked its way into my psyche over the years. The power of my powerless brother. The power of my powerless brother. And then I realized it's an example of what the Lord God wants to do with all of us. We're all powerless. And God wants to demonstrate His power through our powerlessness. He wants to demonstrate His strength through our weakness. He wants to demonstrate His capability and capacity through our lack of capability and capacity. God will do more with your weakness than you will ever imagine to do with your strength. Remember that. God will do far more with your weakness that's yielded to Him than you will ever do on your own, in your power, in your strength, in your wherewithal. Don't ever forget.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.